Thank you for listening to this revisited episode with the Tantalizing Sweet Tea, originally recorded on June the 2nd of 2020. Hope you enjoy. So I'm here with the Tantalizing Sweet Tea.
Hello, hello.
So where did you grow up?
I actually grew up here in Jacksonville.
Have you lived here all your life?
I lived here all of my life. I was born and raised. I literally lived like almost everywhere like here in Jacksonville. I grew up in the Arlington area. And then around like my teen years, my mom moved out of my grandparents' house. So it was like me, my mom, my grandma, my grandpa, my cousin, and my brother, my sister, all in one house. And then my mom got back together with my dad. They were like literally, they were broken up for like years. And then my mom went to my dad for child support, and they fell in love again. So like now, like my mom and my dad has been together for almost 10 years. Well, they've been married for almost 10 years, but they've been together for like almost like 12 or 13 years. So like, so yeah, like they got back together when I was like 12, like almost into like high school. And so we moved, onto the south side. And then, we moved over to the west side, and then I moved out. There was a point in time where like it was literally like the worst year of my life. And I had got hit by a car. This was the year I graduated. I got hit by a car. Then I got hit in the face by a gang with a 2x4. I have a little scar on my face, like right there, like where on my forehead and on top of my nose. And so like a year later, I was just trying to get out of that neighborhood because I was just, from that incident, it always made me uncomfortable being in the neighborhood, especially when I take the bus. And so I just moved out with my friends, and we moved over into the Cecil Fields area.
Okay.
And then after our lease was up, I moved in with my mom and my dad again. And then that was over there on the north side towards Moncrief. And now I live on my own here in the Springfield area.
So you have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother and I have one sister.
Mm-hmm. And how are they? Do you keep in contact with them?
So with my brother and my sister, so I'm the oldest. My brother currently lives in New York. He lives in like Buffalo, New York. So he just moved out last year to New York. He's 23. He's 23. We're 2 years. I'm 2 years older. So I just turned 25. So he just turned 23. My sister still lives with my parents, but she's currently going to school. And I'm 4 years older than my sister. So she just turned 21. Actually, tomorrow is her birthday, May 5th. So she turns 21 tomorrow.
Oh, well, you better call her up and tell her it's time to party, and then she can go to the restaurant and drink.
Yeah. I mean, she would probably be like, she's like a very like house body. Like she would rather like a good time to her is Netflix and just Netflix.
That's it. So were your parents strict with y'all as you're growing up?
Growing up, I didn't really like know my dad. My mom and my dad like broke up when I was born. So like I think a month or two after I was born, my dad and my mom separated, and they were never married. So then my mom got married to a guy named Bruce, who was very abusive. He had married my mom, and then my mom had my brother and my sister. So I'm my dad's only child, his only born. So my brother and my sister are technically my dad's stepchildren. But he loves them as their own. My mom divorced my stepdad in 2000s, And after that, it was just kind of like just breezy. I've always been like accepted in my family. Like we always like lived a very like progressive liberal life. My aunt, my grandma's sister, is a lesbian. So like that kind of like paved the way for me a little bit.
It was easy to come out.
Yeah, it was definitely easy to come out. And like I kind of lived in my family, like with my family, like I kind of just never came out. Like it was just kind of like, here's my boyfriend. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's never like, you know, I was allowed to play with dolls. You know, I was allowed to just be myself. Like I never really like wanted to play with dresses and things like that. But like I was allowed to like pick out my own toys. I was allowed to like, you know, I always had like, I'm like in as Sweet Tea, I'm always known for like the way I walk when I'm in drag. Always walk like that ever since I was a kid. Like I've walked on my tippy toes. Everybody used to always say I have a lot of sugar in my tank. So like they like the whole world knew. I grew up in a church, so they knew. They knew. And growing in the church, because my grandpa was a deacon and my grandma was a deaconess. Uh-huh. And it was very awkward because, you know, there was a lot of like a lot of homophobic sermons that I had to sit through. And not to say that my grandparents or my parents believed in that. It definitely did kind of like sway them in a moment a little bit, which always made me uncomfortable. But like I always known like my family loved me, and you know they kind of have like a lifestyle of where like you just live and let live. Like you only get one life, so you might as well live it to the fullest.
So tell me about your first time when you did drag.
My first time doing drag. Okay, so first time doing drag was. Like, do you want, like, the first time I, like, got in makeup, or you want the first time I, like, I actually, like, hit the stage?
You can tell both.
So, the first time I was in drag, the first time I was in drag was actually in high school. So, I was in a drama club, you know. Okay, gay kid in high school, you know, surprise, shocker, and drama club, shocker. But I always played, like, I always wanted to play, like, girl parts. So there was one time where, like, I literally got in full drag, but, like, I got kind of, like, I did, like, a female impersonation kind of. We had, like, a gender bender day, so I came to school as, like, a girl, and, and during that day, I was like, we had an acting class. I was like, I'm going to perform. Like, give me a number. I'm performing. And we did like we did one of our songs from our upcoming musicals. And I did the girl part, and I was like, I'm doing the girl part. So y'all better figure it out.
It wasn't Grease, was it?
Huh?
It wasn't Grease, was it?
No, it was a play. It was one of like those like high school plays that like you don't really know. Like it's like one of those little like things that they just like pick out from like a store, and they'll be like, "Ooh, I'm gonna have my whole team do this." And like so, it was called "When in Rome," and it was really really cute. Like I actually like really really loved it. Like I still like to this day like sing it. Like I still like some days where like. I'm thinking about high school. I'm like, when in Rome, do what the Romans do. When in Rome, do what the Romans do. So, like, and there's videos on, like, my Facebook. If you have to dig really, really deep for them, like, they're in my tag. And you have to dig really, really deep for them. But, like, I play, like an evil, a mean emperor called Senator Altulus. Uh-huh. So I did play like a boy part, but then there was like a part where like I'm like, I'm gonna be a girl, bitch. I'm about to switch it up.
What about the first time that you did like stage drag, like on stage? I don't know if you went to Hamburger Mary's first or if you were somewhere else first?
My first? Okay. So I love telling the story. My first time doing drag, I remember it. I forgot who I was with. I remember taking the bus to Metro, and I got ready in the Metro's bathroom. Okay. So I got ready in the Metro's bathroom, and this is like, I literally like being like a host now, like being where I'm at, like I still see people get ready in the Metro's bathroom. So I was like, okay, like I wasn't the only one. But I remember the first song I did was The Greatest by Sia featuring Kendrick Lamar. And I really wish I can like visually show you. So you've been to Metro, correct?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we come out on the stage and there's like the opening part starts up and I'm so nervous. I'm like shaking in my boots. So I literally run on stage. And they're like, running like I'm running. I literally ran on stage, ran off stage, ran up to the bar, and I literally almost ran. I was running so fast, Ronnie. I literally almost bumped into Sonya at the bar. Like, she was standing at the bar.
Oh, no.
And the song literally just started. I would literally say, like, 10 seconds in the song, I almost ran into Sonya. Like, that's how nervous I was. You couldn't see my face because my wig was in my face. You couldn't see, my outfit was falling down. I was wearing a tutu and a leather, like, bralette that I got from Forever 21. And I looked cute, no pads on, lashes falling down. I was a Barbie. I looked like a little Barbie, so like I was pleased.
I would like to take the time to thank you for listening to this podcast. Please like, follow, and share on Facebook at Oh for the Love of Drag, our Instagram and Twitter at Love Drag Podcast, where you may leave comments and get show updates. If you would like to be a guest on our show, please message me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You may also leave me an email at fortheloveofdragpod@gmail.com. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating here on your favorite listening platform. It will really help us out. Now let's get back to the show.
So how did you get the name Sweet Tea?
So I was actually at a restaurant and I was with my friend and we were at a TGI Fridays or something like that. Or it's like a sushi restaurant. And so we were already like planning out like drag names. And first I was like, ooh, I'm going to be like Madonna's. Like I like pre-Madonna. And then, like, I like Adonis. And then I was like, ooh, I'm going to combine the two. And I'm going to be Madonna's. Like, Madonna, but like a boy, but like Madonna's. Uh-huh. And so then I was like, that didn't really stick. So, like, we're going over more ideas. And, like, all this happened, like, in a span of, like, 5 minutes. Because I was like, I already had, like, names picked out. So I was like, ooh, how about Fruit Tray? And they were like... Because you know my name is Trey, I wanted one of those brandable names, you know what I mean? Like I have a very strong background in marketing and like just branding myself. I knew like coming into the scene, if I had a regular name, I would not enjoy drag that much. Like and this is no offense to anyone, like if I had a name that was just like that anybody had, I just wouldn't enjoy drag that much. So I wanted like a name like Milk. You know, like Milk came.
Oh, yeah.
I want a Milk name. Like, I want a name like Milk. Or I want a name like just like Trixie Mattel or like Violet Chachki. Like, I want a name like that. And And so, like, or like Adore Delano. Like, I wanted like a name that stood out where it was so, it was like, okay, is that your name? Okay. So, I remember like my favorite drink is sweet tea. And so I was sitting down and we came up with those names and the waiter came and they relaxed me. What drink did I want? I was like, I want a sweet tea. And then my friend was going to order and then they decided not to order because they didn't have any money. And I was like, oh, well, I just got paid today, so I can pay for you. And they called me a sweetie. They were like, oh, you're such a sweetie. Like, I was like, you're so sweet. Like, thank you. You're such a sweetie. And so then like they were, she was like, oh, she's like, I'll have a water. She was like, I'll have a water. And so she was like, okay, so water for you and a sweet tea for the sweet tea. Like, cause she called me a sweetie. And so like, she was like, so she's like, you get it, sweet tea, like for a sweet tea, for a sweet E. And I kind of was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, that's cute. So I was like, sweet tea. And I told friends, like, I was like, do it. Like, do the opening. And they'd be like, coming to the stage. Sweet tea. I was like, I think I like this.
This is a very good name. Very unique, too, as well. I was like, I wonder, because I was had wondered before. I was like, well, how did he come up with this name? And then today I was like looking up, like, the meaning of like where sweet tea came from, you know, like on the internet. And I thought, well, maybe that's where he got it from.
Well, like everybody always calls me like very like sweet and like they call me sweet, but I'm sassy. So like I'm sweet, but I'm sassy. Like, you know, like I'm nice until like you fuck me over. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get you. like, you know, but like, I'm always like sweet, even in those situations. Like I'm very like, I just try not to like cause any drama or be in any drama. Like it's never like my goal, but like, I was like, you know, I'm sweet. And then sweet tea is brown. So I was like, ooh, it's brown. Like that's my skin tone.
So. Well, they, when I looked it up, I don't know if you had looked up where, how it came about with sweet tea. And it said that everybody used to drink green tea and that came from China. It's either China or Japan. I can't remember which one. Well, then it said, I guess during a war, we couldn't get anything from them. So they switched over to the British tea, which was a darker color. And mm-hmm. So that's why they started. And then they started adding like, you know, sugar and stuff like that with it. So I was like, well, maybe that's where he got it from. I'm not sure.
And I also got some sugar in my tank too. So, yeah, well.
So how did you end up with the Tea Bag Thursdays at Metro?
Long dedication. I always tell like people, you get your shine by working hard. And I felt like at the time when I got Tea Bag Thursdays, I feel like I still wasn't kind of ready. I wasn't that ready, but like people like found me very entertaining as like a host. And like before I started hosting at Teabag Thursdays, like Faith used to have me host on like Sundays. And
yeah.
I remember sometimes closing up the shows at Mary's for Brittany on like a Thursday. And so like that's the experience I had. And I remember like on Deluxe Fridays, I used to like sometimes do like a little, like BB would be like, hold the mic here. And I'd be like, how are y'all doing? Yeah. So, you know, I guess it just came down to like just hard work and like who shines the most. Cause I feel like when Sanya left and when she got her new job that she's freaking fantastic at, and I'm so happy for her. I guess like they were looking for like someone to, you know, they were looking for someone fresh, someone that is, you know, that can connect to like a younger audience that can really like, you know, brand it differently. And I had like a vision, you know, like I had a vision for Metro, and you know, like, and you can ask people there, like, I'm heavily involved in Metro. Like, I'm heavily involved in, like, trying to make it as best as I can. Like, and you know, I'm still learning, but, like, I'm, like, always involved in all Metro things. Like, you know, I've always, like, supported people at Metro. I've supported queens, and I've supported entertainers. You know, I've been a part of, like, the Deluxe Friday troupe for so long, so I have my visibility. I did free gigs. I did gigs for like $25. Sometimes I filled in, and, like, someone was like, I don't have anything to pay you right now. And I'm like, that's fine. I just want to be on stage. Like, that's perfectly fine. And so, you know, what really got me to Teabag Thursday was just the passion I had for it. You know, like, you can, like, if they had gave it to anyone else, and this is no shade to anyone, they would have kept it. They would have kept it Thirsty Thursdays. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
They would have kept the name Thirsty Thursdays, and they wouldn't have done anything to try to jazz it up. They just wouldn't have thought of the things that I wanted to do to try to jazz it up. I feel like some people, like, get caught in, like, it's not broke, don't change it. And I wanted to try some new things, you know, like, we were seeing a drought at Metro, and a drought just everywhere, really. Mm-hmm. Like, when I took over Metro, every like, bar wasn't doing that well, you know, like, me. So, like, this probably sounds controversial, but not a lot of places were, like, getting, not a lot of people were coming out to support. A lot of people felt like, you know, they're just tired of seeing, like, something that they just can see on a television now. So I wanted to spruce it up. So I was like, I'm going to start off by giving it a funny name. So I wanted to brand it to me, so they know that, so they always know that I'm going to be there. You know what I mean? Like, they always knew that I'm going to be there on Thursdays. I'd be like, this is Teabag Thursdays, and we're going to call it Teabag Thursdays because this is the night where people are going to come, and they're going to see something that Sweet Tea has created.
Make it own.
I've always had a big mind. I've had, like, new ideas and inspirations and aspirations. And so, like, I really, like, took over Thursdays and just kind of, like, reformed it, but, like, kept some elements the same. My mind as a, like, I used to be a manager at Forever 21, and I used to be a manager at Build-A-Bear Workshop. So, like, I knew how to, like use other people's talents to, like, build something up. And because, you know, I want to say I'm the best entertainer in Jacksonville. You know, a lot of people will say that, like, oh, like, you're a star and things like that. And I appreciate them when they say that, but, like, you know, there's other people here who I definitely, like, who supports me, like, on the stage. Like, I feel like if I did a show directly by myself, it wouldn't be as magical as it is with the team that we built together. And, cause, you know, it's just the same, like, anywhere. Like, you know, sometimes it's okay to have a one person show, and there's, like, entertainers that can do a one woman show. But, like, I love having, like, people to help support the show and to, like, help bring it to life and make it bigger. I think I'm just losing my train of thought.
So what I know that you have, I was looking, you did a big gay drag brunch at Cellar 6. Did you get to do that?
I did.
How was that?
It was great. So that's actually, it was my first one woman show. Which I was completely nervous, and I'm so happy. One, it was on my birthday. I did it on my birthday. Two, it was just like Mary's, you know, like, it had that brunch crowd. You know, those people that are just like, oh my gosh, a drag queen. Oh my goodness. It was in St. Augustine, and, like, literally, like, you step out and you're, like, right there in the marketplace. Like, that's where I was. And like people looked at me crazy, people shielded their children, but like we were having a great time. And that's one thing I love about drag is I never really care about like the money or, you know, the money's great. I won't lie. The money's great. But like, you know, I love the interactions with people. I love performing and, you know, like, and I really feel like that's why I got T-Bar Thursday is because my passion just really showed that I really want this and I really want to take it to a new level. Not because of money, just because I love drag. And that's, in short answer, that's how I got T-Bag Thursday.
So I know that have you done some pageants in the past?
I have done pageants. I've done three, but I've done like two official pageants. So at UCDR, there was this a pageant challenge, and I kind of feel like I slayed that challenge a little bit. That's really like, I think that was my, like what sparked me. It wasn't my first pageant. My first pageant was Miss Metro Newcomer. Huh. Where Asia Black Dupree was crowned, and I was the second runner up. Out of four girls, I was the second runner up, and it was just a very, very close race, and that actually like just made me feel like so good, because seeing the notes, you know, some people like, you know, get in their feelings about the notes that like the judges write and stuff like that, like seeing all those the score sheets, you know, I actually love seeing score sheets because I like to be judged, but at the same time I don't like to be judged.
Well, it's like stuff like that, you would especially on the first one, I would probably take it as like constructive criticism so that you know.
And that's what it is. I personally, like, I know what I signed up for. And if I didn't win, I want to know why I didn't win. And, you know, sometimes there's no reason why you didn't win. It's just because, like, everyone was so good. But this one detail was much better than the details that you had. You know what I mean? So, like, that was the first time that I saw, like, myself through someone else's looking glass. Like, you know, like, that was the first time someone has judged me. And it was so like it was an honor because like there was so many like high names here in Jacksonville that was on the judging panel, and they literally loved me, and I was so excited. I was so happy that they actually like loved me and stuff like that. Like, you know, like they were like, you're a force to be, you know, like Terry from In Cahoots was like, you're a force, like you're a force to be reckoned with. I was like, oh my gosh, stop. And then, like my talent and, you know, I have so many things where, like, I like, went back on. I was like, dang, I could have done this. I could have done that. But, like, it just makes you stronger. You know, I grew a lot from, like, just doing that one pageant. And it just kind of, like, just made, like, Sweet Tea a little bit better. And then I did my second pageant this year for Miss Metro because I'm a big girl now. I'm not doing no more newcomer pageant. I am a big girl. Yeah, and right, look at my big girl panties.
Way past that.
I'm a big girl and I got a pull up, okay? Like, I'm no longer using a diaper, baby. I'm using a pull up. I'm almost to the boxer briefs level. Like, almost. And then I'm going to be back into the adult diapers. But at the moment, I'm in my pull-ups.
What is an interesting thing about you that we learned from your friends?
I don't know. Well, a lot of things that a lot of people don't know about me is that I'm such a wallflower. meaning that, like, I just attach to so many emotions. So I think that's something that, like, the fan base, like people who like who know Sweet Tea but doesn't really know Trey, I'm gonna rephrase it like that. Like, things that people don't know about Trey is that is that, you know, like I work really, really hard at everything I do. Like if it's to get somewhere, like I make sure, like my friends will tell you that, like, no matter where, like I would get there. Like, you know, like I remember one time, someone was going to be like, oh, well, I don't think I can take you to this gig. And I was like, that's fine. I could take a bus. I literally got on the bus in full drag and I went to the gig. And like people at Hamburg and Mary's would tell you, like, I take the bus and I'm not ashamed. I take the bus in full drag. I'm not ashamed. I used to go to Metro in full drag when I was doing a talent show just so I can compete.
On the bus?
On the bus. Just so I could compete. And I used to like take a taxi or I used to take an Uber home.
See, then being very brave is a thing right there for you.
Especially yeah, I mean, I'm a very brave soul.
Like, okay, but the bus.
I've been through like so much in my life where like I'm not really like terrified of anything. Like two of my biggest fears is the depth of the ocean. Like, you know, like when you get in the water and you don't know like how deep it is.
Oh yeah,
that's my biggest fear. And then my second biggest fear, which I call these my personal hells. Like if I ever like got into that JoJo world, like the how it is in Coven, uh-huh. American Horror Story. Like my personal hell would be either drowning repeatedly, like into like unknown like depths of water, or being paralyzed. So like, because I'm always on the go, and I feel like if I ever was paralyzed, I would feel like that would be like my depression state. Like I don't think I to be dark, I don't think I could be able to live if I'm complete. Yeah, because you know, like I'm always someone who does, and I'm such an active person. Like literally, like right now, I'm walking around the house. Talking. But like, you know, those are my two biggest fears. Like if I went blind, like, you know, like some people, you know, if I went blind and I am still able to hear, you know, some people aren't able to hear, and that's a blessing. Or if I can see and I'm not able to hear, you know, it's a blessing that some people can actually see, you know. And like so those things don't really bother me, but like if like from head to toe I'm paralyzed, that really would bum me. Like that would bum me down a little.
Would you rather have no music for the rest of your life, or have all music sung by your significant other?
I would have all music sung by my significant other, and like and my significant other, right. My boyfriend Maddox. I just know that he was just saying like just gaga like 24/7. Like I already know like the list of songs that he'll have prepared for me, and like, you know, and he could be the person I lip sync to, you know. I'm like, you know what, I'm lip syncing to my boyfriend's vocals.
So if you could put any franchise restaurant in your house, what would it be?
Lipton.
That would be a good one.
Lipton tea or McDonald's. Actually, if I could put any franchise in my house, and like if I was like some rich famous person and I had to like put this one place in my house, the place that I would put in my home would be a Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell. I could eat there all the time.
I want a quesadilla every single. I'm literally, after this, I'm making my own quesadilla. I'm ready.
I like the mind like that with chicken.
So you said
if you were a new addition to a crayon, if there a new addition to the crayon box, what color would you be and why?
I would be teabag brown.
Yeah. So thank you very, very much for letting me do this interview with you.
Okay, bro.